And in the studio this morning is Pat Eliason. He is the Cook County Sheriff. Good morning for the first time.
Good morning.
So first of all, how's the job?
Job's going well. You know, I like the job. It's very busy right now.
Yeah. And not because of there are a lot of bad guys out there, but busy for you.
Yes.
Yeah. The turnover. Tell me about the Bear Grease. I know there was a, obviously there always is a presence, but did that go okay?
Yeah, the Bear Grease went great. We had a deputy out on the snowmobile. She was a trail boss. Yeah. It was, well, when I say she, there's only one because it's Julie Coleman.
Yep.
And yeah, she did a real good job. She worked it all weekend, and she loves doing that kind of stuff. So it was a real good fit.
Good deal. Now, there's been some discussion on the county board level that the on the armor towers, and MnDOT wants to put up towers that are in excess of the current county requirements. So you're undoubtedly involved in that. So talk a little bit about what that is at this point where we are.
Well, we have a radio committee. Mm-hmm. It's made up of not only law enforcement, but Forest Service. There's a member from emergency management, fire chiefs. So anyways, the DOT recommended that we put up a tower in the Sawbill area and a tower in the Devilfish area, and they recommend that these towers be 330 feet. Well, the sticker with that is, when they're that tall, they need flashing lights. Anything over, I think, 200 feet tall, mm-hmm, needs flashing lights. It's red and at night and white during the day. And when they're 330 feet tall, they're going to be seen from quite a ways away.
They're going to be complaining in Canada.
Yes.
Well, now armor, for those people, armor is a all capital letters acronym for whatever. But anyway, it's an emergency service, and it provides the ability for all of the units to communicate with one another, which we've not always had.
Yes.
And so that, of course, obviously means coverage.
Right.
And we've got, as anybody knows, that's tried cell phone coverage around here, and a lot of holes. And I'm assuming that's the same with law enforcement?
It is.
Emergencies.
There, you know, even with the current matrix that we have of towers, I mean, there are quite a few dead spots in the county. I mean, even along the highway, you're going to find some dead spots. So the purpose of this is to see us expand the coverage for public safety reasons.
Well, and because there are holes in there, you've got, before we went on the air, we were talking about what I think is kind of an interesting way to kind of discover what those holes are. And right now we've got guys out grooming ski trails, and they've got armor equipment with them to kind of help.
Yes, we borrowed out 7 armor radios to the snowmobile groomers.
Snowmobiles.
And basically to find out, you know, what kind of coverage we have out in the, you know, out in the, mm-hmm, wilderness, basically, and to get the basis for new towers or like a coverage map, you know, where it's good, where it's not, and having those guys out there, because they cover a lot of ground, they get into the spots are way back, and it's, mm-hmm, it's going to be really positive, I think.
Okay, well, that's an interesting way to help, because as I understand it, you know, there are overlaps, but you don't know where those holes are going to be.
Right, and another reason that we give them radios, if they get into any trouble there, they can call, or if they come across anybody who needs, mm-hmm, any assistance out there, you know, they can call it in, and we can get some people out there.
Okay, you came to the county board and asked for a new position, transport position. Now, this is because we have limited capacity for keeping prisoners, and not just space, but other limits. So now we've got somebody that'll help transport.
Yeah. Yes, we. It's a part-time on-call position. The person who we hire will probably have a full-time license. So I mean, they could move into a full-time position maybe somewhere down the road. Mm-hmm. But for right now, this will be like I say, part-time on-call, and it's to alleviate the transport duties from our jail administrator, who takes the lion's share of the transports, and then we also have road deputies who take transports. So if they do that while they're working, you're taking a person out of the county when they should be here working, or you're taking somebody in on overtime.
And we're talking, it's not so bad if you're just running down to Lake County, but you go as far as Aiken County.
Yes.
In some cases. Yes. And this is to house prisoners because we don't have the facilities for that here.
Right. We can only hold prisoners for 72 hours. After that, we have to either get them in front of a judge or get them to a different facility.
Let's talk about bookings. It sounds like it's been a little quiet.
It has. We had 10 bookings in the month of January.
That's hardly any.
That's good, though.
Yeah, right. Now, it's not because more people are behaving themselves. It's just it's been pretty sparse around here.
It has been, yeah. I'm surprised it's not busier than it has been. Just was the fact that we have most of the snow.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. So you'd think they'd be, well, yeah. I was a little surprised at that myself, not seeing as many people. But anyway, that's good news.
It is.
But let's talk about the new phone scam. These things are there's always somebody out there trying to bilk you out of money.
Yeah, a deputy called me last night and said that this just happened here last night. Anyways, somebody will call you up and say that they are from Microsoft. And they want you to turn your computer on, log onto your computer, give them some information, and then what happens is they hack into your computer. They basically take your computer over, and there's nothing you can do about it at that point, and they will steal all of your account information off of your computer.
Oh, that's nasty. And you say this just happened here, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll...
So I'm pretty sure Microsoft doesn't cold call people, you know. So
no, that's really not the way people do. Neither does your bank, you know. Wanting to check on your new card. Did you get the credit card? Is this the number that's on it? Yeah, I know that stuff. Okay, good to know. So with the people as computer reliant as they are, that's not good.
No.
Okay. Well. Sheriff Pat Eliason, thanks for stopping by. We talk with you once a month. And or in case there's anything we really need to talk about in the meantime, we'll get back and do that. But in the meantime, thanks for stopping by. And you look well and that you're surviving your first full time on the job.
Thank you very much.
We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks.